You've probably heard the commercials, pushing yield and thinking outside the box. And it's Joe Cole from Monty's Plant Food is going to be tomorrow at 11:30 with a great seminar here, but he's on the radio right now. Howdy, Joe.
How's it going, Mick?
Going darn good. Good to see you again.
Yes.
Well, last time was Big Iron, I think.
Yeah, Big Iron was last time I think we saw each other.
And prior to that, it was a nice warm day in 2019.
Yep.
At Dakota Fest, I believe.
So. Yes.
So, man, the world has changed, huh?
Yeah, it's changed quite a bit. Last year at this time, a lot of guys were combining, and now that's not even a thought this year. So.
Yeah, and that was what we were talking about last year here. You just started your 2019 combining in January of 2020.
Yes.
And you got it all done.
Yeah, we got it all done. It was a lot of work. I've now combined in 12 calendar months and never left the state of North Dakota to get that done. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, it's certainly something to tell the grandkids.
Yes.
And hopefully they don't have to do it. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, let's think outside the box a little bit. Now, 2020 was a year that was upside down, challenging in so many ways, but farmers still had to grow a crop and feed it.
Yeah, it was, you know, you go from preventative planting areas and drought in others and rain up north and flood it out. So we had everything, but we had a lot of opportunities to push some yield, and we got it, and it was fun. It was really fun to see what works and what wasn't working as well, too.
Yeah. You have some new things from Monty's, as you always do, but this last couple of years, there's been a lot of new product introduction.
Yes. Yeah, one new product I'm really excited for this year is our Zinc XD and Boron XD. The XD is extreme drive, and we have our fulvic acid in there, and that takes those nutrients into the plant a lot faster. So when you're pulling your tissue samples, you'll see the boron or the zinc get into the plant faster and stay in there longer versus other companies' products.
Fulvic acid is, it's a catalyst, or what is it?
It's a nutrient driver, basically. It's humic acid is for the soil. Fulvic acid is for the nutrients getting into the plant.
Okay. And this is, it helps the zinc, or?
Yep. It helps it, any nutrient you put it with, but we kind of just put it with our zinc and boron in 2020 and really love the results we have with it. We also have just the Surge XD product by itself. That's a fulvic acid product by itself as well.
Is this a foliar that you'd want to use during the course of the year, or is this a starter? Or
This is a foliar you mix in. We also do have been playing around with putting it in furrow on certain instances for guys that need to get the nutrients into the plant as fast as possible.
Okay. So tank mix it with pretty much anything,
Yes.
Including herbicides? And
yes. Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah, it's really, a lot of guys have been asking about it, so it's been an easy topic this winter so far.
Good. All right. So, Midnight and what's
Premium the other? Blend.
Premium Blend.
Yes.
Those are a couple of Cadillacs there.
Yeah. Premium Blend. Oh, man. Once we got that product, it's taken off. It's a fun product to sell, use, and watch people use it. A lot of great yield results with it. It's a 6.24:6, 9.5 salt index, really low salt, and that's what we like. In the Midnight, oh man, on pinto beans this year, that was a game changer. We saw anywhere from 250 to 500 pound increase with just a quart of Midnight at early flower or full flower.
Wow. Again, we've talked about Midnight. It keeps the stomata open, and it makes the plant think that it's daytime all the time. Huh?
It's just phenomenal what we have seen it do on pinto beans. I don't know why that product just works so good on pinto beans or any edible beans. We had some on black turtles and some great white northerns as well. It was about the same yield increase. That yield increase we saw in pintos was the regular pintos and the slow darkening ones as well. So that was pretty nice to see the slow darkening pinto beans still keep up with the yield too.
We could have easily had some of those during the Unison Bank Farmer Appreciation lunch today.
Yes, very possible.
Potato salad and beans and pork or pulled pork or beef sandwich, and they'll do that again here tomorrow. So encourage everybody to stop by here tomorrow, if not later today. as we go through 2021, we're going to might have, at this point, it looks like it might be a dry year. Man, last year was so wet, we had a lot of prevent plant, 7 million acres in North Dakota. And now the pendulum is going to swing way in the other direction. What should farmers think about when it comes to nutrients for the plant?
Don't stop because it's dry. You can't save yourself into prosperity. You got to spend some money. Potassium would be one product to look at, or K28, or humic acid, fulvic acid. Just be smart on how you're spending money, but don't quit spending money even though it's dry. Let's keep going, because we're going to get a rain at some point, and you're going to wish you would have spent some money on something, because that's what a lot of pinot bean farmers said. Man, I should have done the whole farm in midnight because after they saw the yield results. So.
Well, next year they're going to, right?
Yes.
That is good. So pintos and some of the other edibles, for some reason, a legume really responded. Yep. So are some of the, like, are soybeans going to do the same? Or
We haven't seen quite the same yield response on soybeans with the Midnight product, but we have seen great yield response with Boron XD and our K28 product and our Sulfur 15 product. Combination of those three, and it's been very phenomenal.
All right. Well, your liquid carbon is the base product that so many other products have blossomed out and grown from, and just a lot of great things have happened.
Yes, it's fun using the combination of products that we have. I think Monty's is really unique in our product lineup.
All right. Well, how do producers get a hold of you?
Call me at 701-205-5486.
That's all there is to it.
Yes.
Or check out the website, which is?
Monty'sPlantFood.com.
All righty. Thank you, Joe. And, hey, thanks for being here. As always, thanks for being on the radio. Good to visit with you.
Yes, thanks,
man. Hey, for the farmers who maybe in the past have gone to you in early February in the last couple of years, you've had a little seminar. That won't happen this year.
No, we're going to postpone that till next year. Just think it's the best choice right now. So
wise choice.
Yes.
So, all righty. Well, Joe, have a great 2021.
Thanks, you too, Mac.
Appreciate it.